Welcome back to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into TJX Company's first quarter 2027 results. And wow, what a quarter for the off-price retail giant.
Before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, TJX just delivered some seriously impressive numbers. Walk us through the headline figures.
The numbers are genuinely eye-popping, Jordan. TJX posted earnings per share of $1.19, up 29% year-over-year and well above expectations. But here's what really caught my attention. They achieved a 6% comparable sales increase across the board. That's not just one division carrying the load. Every single banner delivered strong comp growth.
That consistency is remarkable. And it wasn't just top-line growth, right? Their pre-tax profit margin hit 12%, up 170 basis points. Gross margin expanded 180 basis points to 31.3%. These are the kind of margin expansions that make investors sit up and take notice.
Exactly. And get this, CEO Ernie Herrman said this performance was so strong that they're raising full-year guidance. They bumped consolidated sales guidance to $63.20 to $63.70 billion and increased earnings per share guidance to $5.08 to $5.15. When's the last time you saw a company raise full-year guidance in their first quarter?
That's confidence right there. Let's break down what's driving this performance. The comp sales growth was split equally between higher average basket and increased customer transactions. So they're getting more people through the doors, and those people are spending more per visit.
The geographic spread is fascinating, too. Marmaxx in the U.S. delivered 6% comp growth, but HomeGoods absolutely crushed it with 9% comp growth. Even their international segments performed well. Canada up 7%, international up 4%.
I love what Herman said about their buying power in this environment. He mentioned they have over 1,400 buyers in the marketplace, and with economic uncertainty, they're often the first call for vendors looking to clear inventory. It's like TJX is built for these kinds of challenging retail environments.
That's a great point. There was an interesting exchange during the Q&A about customer behavior. An analyst asked if customers were trading down or avoiding higher-priced items, but management pushed back, saying they're not seeing any change in purchasing patterns across income demographics.
Which suggests their good, better, best strategy is really working. They're capturing customers across all income levels. Herman also mentioned something intriguing about new customer acquisition. They're seeing a disproportionately younger age group of new customers, particularly Gen Z and millennials.
That's huge for long-term growth. Speaking of long-term, they just opened their first store in Spain, and management sounds very bullish about international expansion opportunities. They mentioned potentially revisiting their long-term store count targets.
The fuel situation is worth noting, too. CFO John Klinger explained that they benefited from fuel hedges in first quarter, but they're assuming current diesel prices remain elevated for the rest of the year. If fuel prices drop, that could be upside to profitability.
There was also a subtle but important comment about inventory levels being up 8%. Normally, that might concern investors, but in TJX's case, they're positioning themselves to take advantage of what Herrman called off-the-charts merchandise availability.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is. They increased their share buyback guidance to $2.75 to $3.0 billion for the year, up from previous guidance. They returned $1.1 billion to shareholders just in first quarter through buybacks and dividends.
One thing that struck me was the confidence in their voice during the call. When asked about the durability of their comp drivers, Herrman talked about playing offense and using marketing as a weapon to gain market share. That's not the language of a company that's worried about macro headwinds.
The marketing investments seem to be paying off. They mentioned new campaigns across their banners and better analytics to optimize their marketing spend. It's interesting how they're modernizing their approach while sticking to their core off-price model.
Looking ahead, their second quarter guidance calls for 2-3% comp growth and earnings per share of 1.15-1.15-1.15. That might seem conservative compared to first quarter's performance, but management has a history of under-promising and over-delivering.
What's your take on the risk factors here, Alex?
The main risks I see are fuel costs. They've hedged for now, but that won't last forever. Also, while they're not seeing consumer weakness yet, they're not immune to a broader economic downturn. That said, off-price retailers have historically done well during tough times as consumers trade down.
True. And with only single-digit market share in U.S. apparel and home goods, there's still plenty of room to grow. Plus, their international expansion story is just getting started.
For investors, this quarter reinforces TJX's position as a market share gainer. They're executing their playbook flawlessly. Strong buying relationships, flexible inventory management, and a treasure hunt shopping experience that resonates across demographics.
The balance sheet is solid. They're generating strong cash flow, and they're returning significant capital to shareholders. For income-focused investors, they've got that covered too.
As we wrap up, TJX delivered a quarter that exceeded expectations across virtually every metric. They raised guidance, demonstrated broad-based strength across all divisions, and positioned themselves well for continued growth.
Before we sign off, remember that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's all for today's Beta Finch Breakdown. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time with another AI-powered earnings analysis.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.